This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was back on my show back on June 21st. We're talking no other than SANUWAVE Health, Inc., the trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SNWV. And with us today to talk about his company and bring us up to speed is the CEO, Kevin Richardson. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Glad to be back. Appreciate it.
You know, you guys knocked it out of the park. You just reported your second quarter revenue up 300%. Is this sustainable, and how did we get there?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Yeah, we had our best second quarter ever. As you recall, we got our FDA clearance at the end of 2017. We're now beginning to see the fruits of all that hard work from the FDA. The sales in the second quarter were driven a lot by international deals that really came to light because of the FDA approval. One in particular, FKS, came in, and that was a big part of the quarter. It's sustainable. I've said on the call, and I'll repeat it here today, we plan on seeing growth accelerate throughout the year. So we were up 300% in the second quarter. We'll be up more in the third quarter.
You know, what I'm really kind of impressed by, and I want to know more, how big is the diabetic foot ulcer market?
Sure. So, you know, unfortunately, it's growing and growing rapidly and growing even faster internationally. But let's just focus on the U.S. for a moment. About 10% of the population suffers from diabetes, and about 10% of that will have a diabetic foot ulcer complication at some point as they get older. There's roughly 1.8 million diabetic foot ulcers that happen a year.
Wow.
And the average cost to treat them is around $10,000. It ranges as high as $60,000 for an amputation when they're really bad, $20,000 for treatment in a hyperbaric chamber. And the lowest that, you know, to get a diabetic foot ulcer to close, it's about $2,000. So it's a really nasty, nasty disease, and it's debilitating. Unfortunately, diabetes is growing. The statistic that's the scariest to me is that if a patient has a diabetic foot ulcer and they have an amputation, their morbidity rate within 5 years is 68%. It just really, really devastates their lives and their families, diabetic foot ulcers do.
You know, review us, if you will, on the FKS deal again. It seems like you guys have spent some time discussing this on Tuesday, but, you know, I don't know what exactly the agreement is with the FKS. If you could, you know, possibly bring us up to speed on that.
Sure. So FKS is the Southeast Asian deal where we'll go into 11 countries with them as our distribution joint venture partner. They're going to be publicly traded later this year, do about $400 million in revenue. We've been working on this one for over a year. When we got the final FDA clearance, they accelerated and pushed us really hard. It involves three pieces to the revenue. The first is they pay us an exclusivity fee to negotiate a joint venture. That fee we received in June. We'll recognize that over the remainder of 2018. And then when we sign the joint venture in September at the Malaysian Wound Conference, we'll get another payment, and that'll be recognized over the remainder of the year. And then we'll recognize revenue as we ship revenue off to the joint venture, and then we share in the profits 50-50. So we get kind of four different streams of income from FKS. The first one has been received. The next will be received in September. Those two combined are, it's north of the seven figures. And they've also committed to ordering around 40 devices this year with plans to get up to a few hundred in the next few years.
My guest today is Kevin Richardson. He's the CEO of SANUWAVE Health, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SNWV. Let me ask you this, Kevin. I saw in one of your contracts you signed 3 international deals. What's that going to do for the company?
Sure. You know, so one was the FKS that we just talked about. That's the big one that's driving a lot of our growth later this year and next year. And Faye, the CEO of FKS, is probably one of the most dynamic and driven CEOs I've run across in my whole career. I don't think she sleeps, and she has a chip on her shoulder that is just crazy. The other two deals were in Mexico and Romania and in Costa Rica. The Costa Rican deal is important because it allowed us to bring on a former Convatec, which is a very large wound care company, onto our the Sanuway family. And Gustavo Damare will now be a partner with us. And it's not going to drive a lot of revenue, but more importantly, we have this unbelievably seasoned wound care executive that's now part of the Sanuway family. And he's already been helpful in introducing us to key opinion leaders in Brazil, key opinion leaders in Mexico. He's going to set up a center of excellence in Costa Rica for training, a really good relationship. And then Romania is going to be where we start our initiatives in Eastern Europe. I would expect us to be in a few more countries, if not by the end of the year, by early next year, and using Romania as the base. We've already trained the group over there. We've trained some doctors. We've treated patients. We've shipped product. We're generating revenue. So internationally, there are 2 small ones and 1 really big one, but they all have special interest for us as we build out our infrastructure to grow on a global basis.
No, even though your revenues were up 300%, I think the revenue after it was said and done for the 90 days was about $453,000. That being said, most of the companies that I talk to on my show, they always need, access of capital. Sometimes it's toxic. Sometimes it's dilutive. You know, what's so different about your deal?
It's a great question, and as you know, because you're talking to all these companies, you know, toxic financing is the death of microcap companies and nanocap companies, and so we've avoided it like the plague. Part of the reason is we have management owns about 20% of the company, so we have a very big incentive not to do things that are dilutive, not to do things that are toxic, because we're sitting side by side with the investors and investing along with them and making sure that our skin is in the game. And so that's really important for us, that we align ourselves with our shareholders. One of the things we did back in our last fundraisings were we put in place warrants. Normally warrants are 5 or 10 years in duration, which means that they don't need to be exercised for 5 or 10 years. And what we saw was that our FDA decision was coming soon, and we knew that we'd need another leg of financing if the FDA were successful. If the FDA wasn't successful, the warrants were going to be worthless anyway. So we went to the investors and said, we want to have it due in March of 2019 so that you guys are the ones, the people who are investing today, will be the folks that are investing in the next stage. And so that's about $7.5 million we'll be getting in between now and March of 2019.
Wow.
You couple that with these international deals that are coming in, a million from Southeast Asia, a few hundred thousand from Central America, Romania for a little bit. And we've got a few more in the pipeline that are pretty sizable. And that's how we're going to fund our operations so that we don't need to go back to the market. We don't need to take on debt or toxic financing. We can do a lot of this growth. And we have pretty aggressive plans for growth this year, next year, without having to access the market.
One of the questions I have for you, what can my listeners take away from your second quarter earnings report, and why should they go out and buy your stock?
As you've laid it out perfectly in the questions, the diabetic foot market is a big market opportunity. Our stated goal is to have a device placed anywhere diabetic foot ulcer is treated. In the U.S., that's about 4,000, 5,000 locations. If we're getting $200 or $300 per treatment and we're treating just one a day, we're talking about a $700 million type dollar opportunity for Sanuwave. And so that's the bigger picture. But what we've shown is that we lay out our plans very consistently as a company, we investors know what are the milestones, what are the goals we're looking to achieve in each year, so they can measure whether we're competent. They can measure and be the judge, are we capable of achieving those longer term goals? So we try to make it so that they understand there are steps in the process to get to the ultimate goal of a larger company. And then they can grade us. If we're executing, they can buy more or be happy and hold on to their stock. If we're not executing, quite frankly, they have every right to sell, or, you know, quite frankly, my board's going to, you know, say enough's enough, and probably move on to the next guy. And so we're very driven by making sure we when we commit to something, we honor it and we deliver on it. And so far, that's what we've done.
Kevin, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You said a lot today. You said it all. In closing, is there anything we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate here in the next couple of seconds?
No, it's thank you once again for having me on. And if anyone needs to stop by or wants to visit Sanuwave, they should always come on down to Sewanee, Georgia, and we'll be glad to give you a tour of the facility, too.
Kevin, thanks so much. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully, you'll come back on the show here in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Great. Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.